Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show, Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show, Chappelle Show. Let's start the show.
Thank you so much. Let's see this commercial. The guy Calvin gets a job at a fast food restaurant. Remember that commercial, though? The guy Calvin will get a job at a fast food restaurant, and they act like that's the best thing that can happen to a guy in the ghetto. Like the whole neighborhood's excited. Like this is going to end poverty. Calvin, you getting this job is the signpost to a new era in the black community. Thank you, fast food restaurant. That's not what it's like to work at fast food. People aren't proud of you. Let's see what would happen to Calvin if he really had a job in fast food.
Look at that. Calvin's got a job. Hey, Calvin.
Go, young blood. Way to go.
Wack Arnold's is proud to give young African Americans an opportunity to serve their communities, making them feel responsible for the welfare of their own environment.
Afternoon, ladies.
Ew, nigga, you smell like French fries.
Well, see, hold up. Now, that's just a week into it. Let's see what happens to Calvin like 3 weeks into it.
Well, here you go, Calvin.
My first check. Thank you, sir.
Wack Arnold's is proud to give young African Americans an opportunity to serve their communities, making them feel responsible for the welfare of their own environment.
Look at that. Calvin's got a job. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, Miss Hopper. Got my first paycheck.
That's good, Calvin. Very good.
Way to go, young blood. Getting paid.
Hey, yo, I heard Calvin got a job.
Man, I'm proud of him.
Let's rob that nigga, man.
Yeah, son.
Pretty rough. Why don't we check in with Calvin 2 months later?
Wack Arnold's is proud to give young African Americans an opportunity to serve their communities, making them feel responsible for the welfare of their own environment.
It was Miss Harvey.
Oh, she died, Calvin, of high cholesterol. Too much Wack Arnold's.
Damn, Calvin, you look beat the hell up.
What's up, fry guy?
Punk, bitch.
Corny ass nigga.
Yo, Calvin, it's the thin line between fries and shakes. Okay, 4-2, 4-2. The meanest burger in the world could be the meanest burger in the world if you cook it that way. I need to stop smoking this shit. Yeah, boy.
Hey, brought y'all home some dinner from work.
Calvin, you can't keep feeding me and your baby hamburgers and french fries every goddamn night.
Well, what the hell do you expect me to do?
Nigga, get a real job.
Bitch, McDonald's will give me an opportunity to serve my community and feel responsible for the welfare of my own environment.
Don't give me that trifling ass bullshit.
I'm under a lot of pressure. Hey.
Hey, whose gloves are these? Huh?
Who you f***ing
don't you? What is this?
Well, Calvin, you always working.
Oh, you f***ing a furry. I seen that African leaving here when I was coming in. Baby's crying. See? And guess what? The rib sandwiches come back on Tuesday. Guess who ain't getting one?
I don't eat pork anyway.
You damn right you don't eat pork, because I ain't giving you none. I ain't giving you no hamburgers, no apple pies. I ain't giving you Calvin got that on lockdown. If you want some Wack Arnold's, you got to go through me. You cut off. You cut off. I'm Calvin around here. You know about me? Everybody know I got a job. All right.
guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show.
Remember me, because I'm going to be there when they bury you. And we'll just get it on in the cemetery. Cool.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks, guys. So last season, I had Paul Mooney on the show do a segment called Ask a Black Dude. And I asked him, I said, Paul, we got to do that again this year.
He said, oh, I can't do it, homie. But I'll do you one better.
And he put me on to the hottest psychic ever in the history of the world. So please, America, make some noise for Paul Mooney as Negrodamus.
What's the meaning of life?
Who is my real father? Will I ever find a husband?
Am I going to get sick? Does God really exist?
For centuries, people have turned to one man for the answer to life's great mysteries. That man is Negrodamus.
You, sir.
Negrodamus, what mistakes did Michael Jackson make before he got arrested?
Michael Jackson should have not been a singer. Michael Jackson should have been a priest. Then he would have just been transferred. You man.
Negrodamus, why is President Bush so sure Iraq has weapons of mass destruction?
Because he has the receipt. Next question.
Ciao, buonasera, Negrodamus. Io sono italiana e tutti ti mandiamo un bacione enorme, tutti gli italiani. Ma volevo sapere, cosa succederà a Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie O'Donnell shall have a sex change. She will become a man and marry Liza Minnelli's husband and beat him.
Grazie, grazie mille. Grazie.
Next.
Hi, Negrodamus. What will happen to Star Jones on The View?
Star Jones, I'm getting something. Star Jones will have two jobs. First, she'll do The View. Then she'll take her wig off and do the weather.
Thank you, Negrodamus.
For centuries, people have turned to one man for the answer to life's great mysteries. That man is Negrodamus.
That's right. Y'all remember that comedian Gallagher? Yeah. Pretty corny, right? He is. He was a corny dude. Well, the thing that people don't know about Gallagher, I don't know if you know this or not, it might just be some comedians know, he had a twin brother. Did you know that? He sold his act to his twin brother. His twin brother goes on the road as Gallagher too. Not making that up. Here's even a lesser known fact. His twin brother sold the act to a black guy named Earl Wallingford. And the black dude went out as Black Gallagher. I have tape of his special. It's ridiculous. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? That's what I'm talking about. Osama bin Laden. Why don't they call him Osama bin Haddon? Hope you like my outfit. The queer guys came by and had an eye for me. Pink hearts, yellow moons, green clovers, orange stars. That leprechaun's on acid. He's crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy like me. Are you ready to smash some fruit? Can't hear ya. Yeah. You want to smash some fruit? Yeah. The black character doesn't go out like no punk bitch with a mallet. That's right. I got warrants. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But don't go anywhere, everybody. We got more show coming up right after this. Hey, gang. Welcome back to Chappelle's Show. Up top, by Sam, good to see you. Man, this is crazy, man. All right, last season, we started the series off with this sketch about a black white supremacist. Very controversial. Yes, very. It sparked this whole controversy about the appropriateness of the N-word, the dreaded N-word. You know, and then when I would travel, you know, people would come up to me, like, white people would come up to me like, man, that sketch you did about them niggers, that was hilarious. Take it easy. You know, I was joking around. You start to realize these sketches in the wrong hands are dangerous. You know, and that N-word is a doozy, especially for us black folks. You know, a lot of different feelings come up when they hear that word. But I'm thinking, is it because that black people actually identify themselves as N-words? No. I don't know. Maybe. But what if we just use the word for other people? Would it be so bad? I don't know. So I made a sketch. It's about a white family whose last name happens to be nigger. That's all. Let's see how offensive the word sounds bad.
Breakfast is served.
Look, hon, my sister just had another baby. Look at this little bundle of joy.
She's got those nigger lips.
I know, so thin. Is Tim still asleep?
I think so.
He sure is one lazy nigger.
Good morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Good morning. You know, Tim, we're having a dinner party tonight. I trust you'll be here.
Oh, I can't. I have my first big date with Jenny Halstead.
Jenny has a date tonight with a nigger boy from school.
What? Oh, God, no.
No, Teddy, that's his name. Timmy Nigger.
Oh, of course. That nigger. He's a very good athlete and so well-spoken. That family's going places. I mean, we're rich. They're nigger rich.
Oh, Biff.
Morning, niggers.
Why, it's Clifton, our colored milk fan.
And it's my favorite family to deliver milk to. The niggers. Something sure smells good. You niggas cooking?
We sure are. There's some leftover bacon if you'd like some.
Ooh, none for me. I know better than to get between a nigger and their pork. Might get my fingers bit. Here you go. I hate to bother you about this, but, well, you didn't pay your bill last week. And I know how forgetful you niggas are when it comes to paying bills.
Golly, Clifton, it slipped my mind. Here you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, nigga, please. Nigga, please. Well, take care, Mr. Edward. I have a hot date with the wife tonight.
All right, take care.
All right, peace, nigga.
Stevenson, party of four. Stevenson, party of four. Table five, please. Bon appetit. Nigger, party two. Nigger, party two.
Look at here, Jack. Just because we're colored didn't mean we came out here to be disrespected, okay?
We're the nigger family. Hi, Clifton.
Oh, well, hello, little nigger. These are the niggers I was telling you about.
Are you the nigger that broke the bottle over Ronnie's head at the dice game?
No, not that nigger. The nigger from work, the milk route.
Okay. Have a nice meal.
I bet you'll get the finest table of niggers ever got in this restaurant. Oh!
dinner party face on. Hello.
Well, you must be the wetbacks.
Sanchez, don't call us wetbacks, nigger. We find it offensive. I'm just kidding. We are the wetbacks.
That's all. Wait till we tell the Jews.
Oh, you're one crazy nigger.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Tonight's musical guest is none other than DMX. Please hold your applause. Because I got to thank DMX personally. DMX didn't just do a song. He damn near did an entire concert. It was incredible. He had one of the machines. You know the machines where you push the button and the music starts? Yeah, instant replay. He had one of them. With all his songs on it. So I kept pushing the buttons and whatever come on, he just started singing it. Like he sang his one song. Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor. Good night. But then I push another button. Stop. Drop. And he just started rhyming. I did it like 40 times. I was pushing Grand Poobah buttons. He was doing them songs too. It was the most off the hook thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'm very happy to show it to you tonight. So give it up to my man DMX.
Let's get it on. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home.
the practice, right?
Yeah. I'm Dave Chappelle. You guys are the best audience in the world. I'd like to thank you all. I'd like to thank everybody at home. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, thank you.
Next Wednesday.
I want to work this out, but you got to talk to me. You got to open up.
Meet Dave at age 18.
You act like all I want to do is zoom, 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 and you boom, boom. Why you got to be like this?
Chappelle Show. New episode next Wednesday at 10:30.
Today, we examine the American stand-up comedian. Each stand-up has their own unique mating call, all quite beautiful. Superlative. Stand-ups can be best seen in their natural habitat. Comedy Central. The new season of Comedy Central presents, premiering Friday at 10 p.m.